This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado is trying to expand its automatic voter registration program to include Medicaid recipients. But as CPR's Megan Verlee reports, the state needs federal permission to do that.
Colorado automatically registers eligible voters at the DMV, and the state would like to do the same with Medicaid recipients, a group of people less likely to be registered to vote than the general population. However, the federal office that oversees Medicaid has not confirmed whether states can use the program this way. Colorado Senator Michael Bennett has written to the office administrator in a push to make it possible. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
A man who died in late January while skiing at Copper Mountain has been identified. The Summit County Coroner says 24-year-old Nicholas Vigil was skiing with friends on an intermediate run at the resort when he lost control and crashed January 20th. The coroner says he suffered a traumatic brain injury and was wearing a helmet. Pueblo Mayor Nick Gradisar spoke about crime, the city's COVID-19 response, and the economy during a video State of the City address on Monday. The mayor praised first responders, frontline workers, and others for their work during the pandemic, but he noted Pueblo's high infection rate and overloaded hospitals. He says the deaths in the community that have occurred since vaccinations became available were unnecessary.
We're learning to live with the virus. And in 2021, we did so with minimal restrictions. No businesses were shut down, few capacity limits were imposed, but even the minimal requirement to wear masks in some situations was met with protest.
Gradisar also says crime was up last year, but on the brighter side, the economy grew with new home building and new businesses. This is CPR News and KRCC. Thank you for joining us. This hour, we're listening to Fresh Air. It's 2:06.